On September the 10th, 2025, Charlie Kirk was shot and killed. He was assassinated by a young man, only 22 years old, who wasn't a professional hitman, contrary to popular conspiracy theories. He may have had some training in utilizing a rifle, but he certainly was no hitman, because he certainly was no military operative or any that anybody has thought about. Fired from 200 yards away and unfortunately took Charlie Kirk's life. Obviously, it's taken days for this young man to be arrested. And there's been a lot of misinformation in the public eye. There's a lot of vitriol and negative talk. And there's been a lot of public response, and there's been a lot of political arguments. We shouldn't be looking to someone's demise in this manner as a way to politicize things. We must also understand that there's an awful lot to be learned from this, and that there's a lot of grief that is actually going to go on. There's grief from the family. You know, Erica Kirk, his wife, you know, is left with two beautiful children and no Charlie Kirk. And she is now going to go through this emotional roller coaster in grief. And that's what we're going to jump into, is the social aspects of grief, the community impact, how it is going to affect community in a bigger way. When we come right back, we're going to talk about this dynamic and why we should be learning to come together and stop spouting evil remarks and anarchy, causing anarchy online and in person. When we come right back, we're going to jump right into it. God bless. Okay, guys, so I never thought that I was actually going to do this. I never thought that I was going to talk about this in terms of a grief episode, but I think it's really important because I've witnessed a lot recently from what's been in the media. Obviously, I've listened to Charlie Kirk's wife's statement as well, and there's a lot of emotion that's there. There's a lot of anger that's coming from her as well, rightfully so. But there's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of misunderstandings. There's a lot of hatred and vitriol. And even people that I know, I've witnessed them spouting so much hate online about Charlie Kirk. We must realize that in such a loss like this, and such a a political figure, but a man with a wife, a man with two children, a young man who stood up for his what he believed in, his values, whether you loved him or whether you hated him, it didn't matter. The fact is that perceptions and expectations have gotten totally imbalanced. And now we look at the potential grief and the fallout that's caused from this. Think about how the students at Utah Valley University are now affected by this, that witnessed someone that they perhaps loved, and obviously people in the crowd, someone they perhaps didn't get on with, be shot point blank. Just be shot, again, from a high elevation, 200 yards away. As an ex-military person myself who's been involved in protective services and security, I immediately recognized that this person wasn't the professional hitman that everybody had said he was, because a professional at that level from 200 yards would have been able to do that differently. But it just shows that there's a misconception, and it also highlights that everything that was going on and all the information that was coming out was causing more suffering, was causing more grief. Because it's not just those that were close to Charlie that are grieving. You've now got a whole country who's grieving. And now you've got decisiveness and a split between people. Now, did I potentially, you know, agree with everything that Charlie Kirk says? No. But, you know, I think he was a fantastic debater. He had a lot of potential power online. But I never once, even when I looked at what was being spouted out there, there was less vitriol coming from him that was claimed to be. When you actually look at how messaging or how even articles or how things are portrayed online, there's your truth, their truth, and then there's the real truth. And in between that, there's misconceptions, there's misappropriated information, and there's selective information that people will take on to maybe help them with their cognitive bias. They fall into cognitive bias. They fall into cognitive dissonance. There's people are controlled by what is out there in the media, and it causes a great deal of disconnect. And something like this causes a great deal of grief. You've also got to remember that this is not just about losing a loved one. This is not just about losing someone of his caliber that has now gone past. But this also brings into question for a lot of these students that their safety now feels shattered. They don't know if they're safe. They don't know if they can speak out and stand up for something that is right. There's an element of grief right there, because now there's disconnection and they feel a bit lost from it. And you've also got to think about the collective shock that happened to people that were there at that moment who witnessed that. And then the collective shock that is caused through other people that were close to Charlie and even people that watched him from online, from thousands of miles away. Or potentially those that were close to him in the media, newsreaders, journalists, business executives, people that knew him. They've got shock. There's an element of grief that's in there as well. How do we get past all of this grief? We can't get past it by arguing with each other. We can't get past it by evil. Here's the thing. Well, two wrongs don't make a right. And I want to jump into something that was noted. And it was noted that there's all this direct communication out there about him being a fascist and labeling him a fascist and labeling others a fascist. You know, I'm not a political person. I see both sides, and I never saw anything like that in him or anywhere else. And people don't understand what fascism really is, and that's not for me to get into, but essentially big down to it, you know, he wasn't a fascist, right? He stood up for what he believed in. He stood up for a lot more than we can even imagine. But the same people that hate him, that call him a fascist, are actually portraying themselves as the same, because they want you to believe what it is they believe. And nobody else is not allowed to believe what is separate. One of the things that causes disconnection is misunderstanding, miscommunication. So I don't think that's the right word that we should be using. And even utilizing wrong language causes deeper grief. It causes grief to become more of a problem psychologically. The grief goes beyond the family. You have to think about now what is his family now, what Erica is going to go through and what his young children are going to go through. The community immediately at the university. But we want to think about a little bit more as was national grief, because there's so many questions over this. People are now questioning whether they can stand up for something. people are now frightened. They're in fear because someone who is misappropriating or misunderstanding their emotions or misunderstanding at the root of a cause because they are biased in some way and they can't see beyond that bias, takes it upon themselves to become judge, jury, and executioner. People are polarized. People are now mistrusting each other, mistrusting institutions, governments, media. We don't know who to trust. We don't know who to turn to. I also witnessed, not personally myself, but I've seen, you know, violent eruptions because of this. Because, and I've seen this, I've seen it from people that I know that are calling him a fascist and they don't really understand it. And these are the same people that will go to a church on a Sunday, no matter whether you're conservative or whether you're democratic, and I'm not getting into politics, but they'll go to church on a Sunday and they'll pray to God and they'll pray for peace and understanding and they'll read the Bible and they'll do all of that, but then they'll go out and they'll spread vitriol and hatred because it's a lack of understanding. It's ignorance. And then the same way in social constructs and social structures, there's a lot of ignorance and grief. We have to come together as a community to try and understand that this grief is going to affect the country as a whole, the immediate people around in Charlie Kirk's family, the people that loved him, the journalists that loved him. There's an effect. This grief is going to be a domino effect that's going to keep going. And now there's total disconnection in social communities. And now we see an even more hatred. If you want to, doesn't matter what religion you are, what faith you are, there's a commonality in need for us to have connection and peace and understanding, love and forgiveness. And for those that believe in Jesus Christ or those that follow Buddha or follow any other avid or Muhammad, there's still an underlying thread of peace, love and forgiveness. And I don't see that happening here. What I see is discontent, discord, misunderstanding, ignorance, false perceptions, expectations, not even understanding what it means when you're called a label or when you throw out a label. Hi, thank you for joining me here today. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast if you are interested in anything that I have to teach, if you want to learn more. Make sure you ask questions below in the comments and I'll make sure to answer them. Come back regularly because I teach many different subjects to do with grief, spiritual development and spiritual crisis. So make sure you subscribe below and I'll see you in the next one. Grief is not a political definition. Grief is a journey, and now Erica is going to be on that journey and his friends are going to be on that journey. And some of the communities that have never even met him. A friend of mine, one of my best friends, when that happened that day, it hit him hard. Emotionally, it hit him hard. He found it hard to kind of understand why that would happen to a young man like that. And that also is a trigger to other grief that you're feeling or other grief that you may be going through in the journey. Because we lose identity, we lose connection, we feel disconnected, we lose reality in the world, we feel unsafe, we feel stifled that we can't open up. And I know that there's people out there like can't talk about Charlie Kirk because this other person hated him. Can't talk about this because that other person loved him. Look at what's happening. We're fearful of standing up for what we believe in. We're fearful of having a conversation through understanding of one another. Everybody knows the saying, you know, walk a mile in a man's shoes to understand. We have to, you know, there's in psychology, we to build and rapport in a relationship, we mirror each other. We mirror and we start to make a rapport. And it's great when we can get to a point where we feel rapport from each other, and you may be at one side of the fence, I may be at the other, but we can agree to disagree or we can have an agreement. One of the things that I saw in what he did is that, I didn't agree with everything, but he did agree with people that disagreed with him, and they then they came to his agreement, and there's a connection there where there's an understanding. And you may believe in different things, but it doesn't mean you need to have the hatred there. What has it come to in the world when a young man whose now life is ruined because he makes a decision to end a life and to cause a domino effect of grief throughout the country because of pure ignorance and not understanding? How do we get through this? Well, we get through this by starting to become more aware and to become more and to really understand the power of our awareness and the power of forgiving our judgments and allowing people to believe in what they believe in and not hating them for it, to try and understand them. Because that's how we get on in life. It's not, you don't try to force your belief on anyone else. You can sow a seed and you can show them what it is that you are driven by or what it is that you feel is right for you. And something may resonate with them and something they say may resonate with you. And in that way, you can get through this. You can start to heal the divide. Because there is so much hatred that I'm seeing now that we're about to see a level of grief that is unsurpassed, even beyond what we experienced with Helene and disasters and wars. You're going to see hatred cause grief at an even deeper level. And there doesn't need to be that. In actual fact, as I've said many, many times, grief can be your greatest teacher or your greatest nemesis. Ladies and gentlemen, it's up to us. Grief could unite us in what's happening. We can start to learn from this and try to understand each other so that no other lives get lost. I understand the burden of grief. I understand what you go through. I have been intimately acquainted with grief all of my life. And so if you need support, then obviously you can go beyond this channel and you can join my free community. And in that community, you can find more support and you can engage with me direct. So click the link below if you would like to get access to my free community, Pillars of Grief, and I'll see you over there. God bless. I don't know if that's going to happen because I see so much hatred and this online, and even in local communities, I'm seeing it now. It doesn't matter whether you're what race you are. It doesn't matter whether you are LGBTQ. No matter what you are, just learn something, ladies and gentlemen, that all blood runs red. The same animating force that animates all of life is interconnected in all of us. It exists in all of us. We only exist because that animating force animates us. And it is not bound by label. It is not bound by creed, belief. But it is the same spiritual force that unites all of us. We are more the same than we are different. And this vitriol and this hatred has to stop. Because we are all the same. And no one needs to lose a life to learn that. I'd like to invite people out there to take time just to stop and to really think, contemplate what this really means. Contemplate on the lives that are lost that should never have lost. Contemplate on how words are so dangerous. Words can be like a bullet, especially if thrown out there in ignorance. You know, I'm in my mind, in moving forward, I will pray for all of those around Charlie and his wife, and also 22-year-old boy who's just ruined his life, and his family. This is a domino effect that's going to reverberate through the whole of the fabric of society. In media, in government, law enforcement, for students, in churches. And well, there's so many people that love Charlie, there's so many people that hated Charlie, but the reality is there's no difference between us. It's only within what we perceive or what we are driven to believe on other people's expectations and perceptions. Instead of believing in the total power that you have in yourself to follow your own path, we don't need to blindly follow everybody else. And if that person believes in one particular state of things or believes in one particular religion and the other person believes in something different, it doesn't matter. Because the underlying thread is the same on love, forgiveness, and compassion that we need for one another. And this is not what's happening. Maybe we actually need to open up some more dialogue circles. Maybe we turning point will actually be a turning point and will create bridges where bridges didn't exist, where division is continual. I've witnessed, since coming to America and all over the world, really, and I've travelled internationally, there's so much misunderstanding and ignorance that we tend to get controlled and operate by our emotion and other people's perceptions, expectations. And it is a domino effect. If that person that's out there is spreading vicious rumors and gossip and everything else, it spreads. It's like a disease. It just spreads because people identify with it because they're not willing to look at their own lives. They identify with it because they think they're fighting for something that is right. But you've also got to put yourself in the place of the other person. And maybe that's the biggest thing that Charlie Kirk taught, because even though he disagreed with people and people disagreed with him, he was willing to communicate and he was willing to have dialogue. Whether you love him or whether you hate him, maybe the lesson that we learn here is that we can have dialogue and come to some kind of understanding. Because life is so precious. Now his children have to grow up without a father. Yes, he's going to leave a legacy. Oh my God, yeah. And I know that his family and people around him are going to continue with what they believe. They're going to continue spreading their love for Christianity, their love for the Bible, their love for Jesus, their love for people. It's going to continue. Also, I'm really scared because division is going to continue unless we can come to a place of understanding. That takes deep awareness and self-reflection. I feel sorry for the people that are spreading hatred. I feel sorry for even people that I know that are spreading hatred. You cannot espouse being a spiritual being and at the same time espouse hatred. You cannot go to church on a Sunday, read the Bible, pray to Jesus, go to, you know, I was brought up Catholic, go to church, and I used to call them wooden Catholics because they'd go into the church on a Sunday, they'd say the rosary, they'd go to the rosary, they'd come out, and then before you know it, they're back doing the same thing. You cannot claim to be a God-fearing person and spread hatred and diatribe and discourse and discontent. Just, it doesn't make any difference. And if you're using words like fascist and fascism, perhaps go and study it in history and try and understand it before you utilize that label. As I said, there's no point in being angry. There's no point in blaming things. We can learn from this. We can unite each other in grief on that journey and support one another. Rather than, and let grief be our greatest teacher, let grief be our greatest journey, or we can allow it to be our greatest nemesis and then keep this division. It's just, it doesn't make sense. This is going into our social fabric. It's going into the whole community. It's going beyond Charlie Kirk now. This is a bigger problem, way beyond what we can even imagine. Maybe it's about time that we try to look at each other and realize that we are more the same than we are different. All blood runs red. And we need to support one another at this time and not hate one another. Politics, I mean, like I said, I'm not... I've worked in politics here, you know. I was a media advisor in a political run and for a candidate, but I'm not political. I don't have any particular side. But what I have seen is I've seen so much decisiveness in politics. Some really good friends of mine, I mean, literally separated through politics. It doesn't make sense. How many lives need to be lost? Belief implies disbelief because belief is following the pattern of recognition of another's perception or another's expectations. Maybe we need to drop the beliefs and just come to learn and come to know. Because remember, knowing is divine. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've got any questions, then please feel free to reach out to me. I just wanted to jump on with this to talk about how this is going to impact so many people moving forward, how this grief is going to get deeper and how we need to come together to support one another and to understand that this goes way beyond anything that we can perceive. God bless Charlie's family, his wife Erica and his children, and all those that are connected. Let's try and create links and put out olive branches and hands together to link together, rather than we've got to stop all this hatred, because this hatred fuels deeper grief, trauma, and we don't need that anymore. God bless. Hi, thank you for joining me here today. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast if you are interested in anything that I have to teach, if you want to learn more. Make sure you ask questions below in the comments and I'll make sure to answer them. Come back regularly because I teach many different subjects to do with grief, spiritual development and spiritual crisis. So make sure, subscribe below, and I'll see you in the next one.